Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show with author and weight loss specialist, Josephine Fitzpatrick. Our focus is weight loss and losing it with healthy and clean living. Join us every week to hear answers to questions from our clients all over the world who text and email thousands of weight loss questions daily. Listen and learn how Josephine answers questions to help you lose weight, eat healthy, and feel great.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show. I'm Josephine Fitzpatrick. Today's topic is suffer now or suffer later. Knowing the difference between the things we can control and the things we can't is a topic that comes up frequently in conversations with my clients. It always comes back to, we can't always control what happens, but we can control how we react to it. That is a big factor with weight loss. You can control your food, because whether you eat something or not is entirely in your control. Whether you have good choices in front of you or not, it's up to you whether or not you are going to eat it. Even when you say to me, I was starving, we both know most of the time that is never true. Because as I have said in the past, many of us do not even know what starving is. Yes, you might get to the point where you're more hungry than usual, and you are at some place and have no good options in front of you. So you have to make the choice. Do I continue to be hungry until I get to a good choice? Or do I give in and eat what is in front of me because I don't want to feel this hunger? Either way, 1,000% in your control. So you see what I mean. Whereas if you think about it, exercise isn't always in your control. Your intention is to do it. But what if your child's school calls and you have to go pick up your child early? Or you're not feeling well and you just don't have the energy because of a bad head cold. Or you get called into work unexpected, or a work project takes longer than you thought it would. So many factors out of your control. So exercise is not always in your control, but what you eat and how much of you eat something is always in your control. We have all had disappointing things happen in our life. You know, things that make you feel uncomfortable, things that you look at and say, oh, I wish I would have done something about it. I'm disappointed in myself. I'm disappointed that I didn't do it. Like maybe you go to the beach and you're so uncomfortable in your body because you haven't been doing the right things. Maybe you put on an outfit and it doesn't fit you anymore. You go on the scale, you're so much higher than you thought you were because you haven't been weighing yourself and you haven't been watching yourself. Going to a party and you just don't feel good about yourself because you haven't done the right things. We know those feelings when we're just like suffering, like we're not happy with where we are, but we haven't done anything to change it either. We've just thought about it like, I'm going to do better. I'm going to eat healthy. I'm going to stay on program. I'm not going to let anything get in my way. We think it, we say it, but we don't follow it up with actions. Now, you're in a position whether you're going on vacation and nothing fits you. You're going to a beach vacation where everyone's going to be in bathing suits and you don't feel good about yourself. That's a sense of suffering. It's an internal suffering. Whatever the case is, I know when any kind of suffering happens to us, it forces us to confront life in a different way than we normally do. It forces us to see things in a different light. This light tends to take place when we find ourselves in uncomfortable situations, like I said, going on vacation, not feeling good in our body, or even something as simple as seeing someone else who you know has done the right things, who have been on program, who stayed on program, who looks amazing, who feels amazing, who has that confidence. And listen, doesn't have to be a size zero. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about someone who feels healthy in their body because they're doing all the right things. And they feel so good. And you see it. You see that they feel good. You can relate to it. You can feel it. And you want that feeling. Okay? So that's what I mean. Like, it's a different light that we see ourselves in. And this light tends to take place when we find ourselves in uncomfortable situations, like going on vacation and not feeling good in our body. We think, why didn't I do the right things? Why didn't I stay on program? I want to feel good. I want to feel great like that person does. I want to have confidence like that person does. I want to feel good about myself. And when you see so many others feeling good about themselves because they did do the right things and they suffered through the highs and lows of weight loss, it sometimes forces you to look at yourself and say, I have not done the right thing for myself, for what I want and what has been important to me. I should have made more of an effort. Because at the end of the day, if you don't feel good, no one around you is going to feel good.
You see, the way I see it is you're going to suffer now and you're going to get the weight off. It doesn't matter how long it takes, as long as you're in the right direction, doing the right things, and you're enjoying what you are eating, even though it's less, you're going to do that. You're going to suffer now, enjoy the journey and the results, or you're going to keep flip-flopping back and forth all over the place where you're really in a constant state of suffering, never getting anywhere, never losing the weight, possibly gaining. But if you suffer through it now and get the weight off, then you know that after 10 pounds, you will feel great. 20 pounds, you will feel absolutely amazing. And 30 pounds, beyond fabulous. One thing I always want you to remember is how you react to things you have no control over is going to make all the difference in your life. For example, if you did all the right things and you feel really good going on vacation, don't go on the scale the day you leave. You know, it's a number. And if it's going to upset you because it's a pound up or two, at that point, the day you leave, you can't control water weight. You can't control hormonal changes. You know you did the right thing. So no one in the world is going to know if you're up a pound except for you. So stay away from the scale. Remember, you did all the right things and go and enjoy yourself. And remember, your confidence is everything. How you walk in a bathing suit on the beach and the confidence you put out into the world is what everyone is going to see. They're not going to look at you and go, oh, she looks like she went up a pound. Oh, he looks like he went up 2 pounds. They don't know that. They're going to see your confidence, how good you feel. And you're going to feel that way because you've done all the right things to get to where you are today. That's what matters. I've said it many times, you will look as good as you feel. So if you feel great, that is what everyone is going to see. I recently had someone who did so amazing for their child's bar mitzvah, and she did great, really great. So leading up to it, I said, stay away from the scale. Get dressed and walk in feeling like you are the most beautiful person in your body and your mind. And she did it. You know, she really did it. She got dressed and she didn't go on the scale. And she goes, I felt like a princess the whole day. I knew I did all the right things leading up to it. I loved how I felt. And honestly, she looked like a princess. So it didn't matter if the scale was up or not. It would have only affected her mind and nothing else. So I'm really proud of her that she didn't do that to herself. Her and her family had the most amazing day. Okay, so if you're going away this coming week, know that it doesn't matter at this point what the number says. How you act with your choices is going to affect how you feel and look, and that is all that matters. So if you have done everything right, be confident and feel amazing and go and enjoy yourself because you worked so hard to do that. And honestly, that goes the same for everyone who's staying home and enjoying the holidays home. When you put your holiday outfit on, if you know you have done everything right, then you should feel amazing. That is what matters. You give your energy to what you focus on. So if the scale is up a pound, that is what will show all over you, even if you look amazing. But if you focus on that, you feel amazing. That is where your focus and energy will be. And that is what everyone will see. I recently said on my social media posts, remember, you alone get to choose what matters and what doesn't. And the meaning of everything in your life has precisely the meaning you give it. The fact is, you only have control over your thoughts, your behaviors, and your emotions. So use those thoughts to your advantage with positive energy, positive thoughts, positive behavior, and positive emotions. Okay, that is all I have for you right now. Please remember, if you are cheating this Christmas holiday, you want to cheat Christmas Eve, Christmas dinner, on program the rest of the day. Cheat mindfully. Don't go into any holiday or vacation with an all or nothing mindset. Try to incorporate exercise when you can. It makes a difference when you're maintaining. Enjoy, have fun, be amazing. 2024 is around the corner, and we are going to go into it with 100% motivation and excitement of feeling that we can accomplish everything we want to in 2024, and nothing is going to stop us. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. Much hugs and love from me to all of you.
Thanks for listening to Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. We hope you'll pass along our web address, innovationweightloss.com, to your friends and colleagues who are looking to lose weight by eating clean and living healthy. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous podcasts. Join us next time for another edition of Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. The content in this podcast is not intended in any way as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding weight loss or any medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have listened to on this podcast.